Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the Roman Show on this lovely May 21st, transmitting live from Miami, Florida. And do we have a stacked lineup for you tonight as we welcome in World Series of Fighting Dan Lozan. He's a former UFC fighter as well. Also Glory fighter who will be competing at an upcoming tournament in New York City, Brian Collette. He'll be on the show in just a few. In fact, in the first half hour, he'll be on the show. Frank Borjohn of MMA to the Max, person who knows a lot about mixed martial arts in Florida, will be on the show to talk about Ground and Pound, the first themed MMA restaurant in South Florida. Also, XFC fighter Courtney Casey, who will be making her professional debut in June, later this month in Tampa, will be on, in June next month, will be on the show later on today. We are also trying to get a hold of Abel Trujillo right now. He is in Las Vegas preparing for his fight on Saturday, which will air on FX. We're trying to get a hold of him. If we are able to get a hold of him, then we will have him on the show. And we are going to give away free tickets to CFA 11, which is this Friday. There's been a lot of press coverage because of Fallon Fox, the first transgender mixed martial artist who will be making her second appearance here in South Florida and for CFA. After much controversy, we're finally going to see her back in the cage to see if she can continue on her undefeated record. Well, that and a whole lot more as we get ready also for this weekend's UFC 160. We had the pleasure of interviewing UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. And, boy, he is ready. Velasquez is ready. And so is Antonio Bigfoot Silva, who we also had the opportunity of interviewing him. We will talk about that main event coming up later on in the show. With that being said, let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of the Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now, Mikey Ruckus, rain down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it because we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, with five shots as you licking your chops. Just straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it a lock and tied in the knot. We got the industry crossover, like it or not.
Keep watching.
You haven't been all, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, three and a third. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we go on the curve. With a red carpet news break, shocking the world. Come on, ride, come and join the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world.
Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Mikey Ruckus, the world leader in customized walkout music and theme music for MMA fighters and companies worldwide. For more information, visit soundclick.com/Mikey Ruckus.
The lights are out, you're being called to war. Your destiny is waiting right outside your door. I'ma take you to a place you've never been before. As you're rushing into battle, I will rumble the floor. See your opponent got a shook as you trample and breathe. Take a thousand to the raiders, make them rise to the feet. I'ma bring the intensity as you walk to the cage. Set up almost inside of you, you will explode with rage. Boom!
there's nothing you can't achieve or push through. Now there's a fire that's burning inside of you. Now there's a tangible victory will ring true. This is my call, rising a ball. Give me the gladiator's interest in front of them all. Create a moment where time stops, the world is shocked. You rock, you fall, you turn to gold, now you've risen to the top.
Never leave your hide behind.
Rocky Rocket,
never leave your hide behind.
Rocky Rocket,
never leave your hide behind.
Rocky Rocket.
We're back here on The Room and showing,
you know,
this is showing, showing videos. Adrian, so if you want to bring some more business into your, more people into your work, then you need to contact Simply J Video right now. That Simply J put produce a video that will generate Patreon traffic. Simply J is dedicated to video production at an affordable rate. Call right now, 76-369-0131, and press 2. Mention The Roman Show and get a $75 discount, or you can visit simplyjvideo.com for details. Simply J Video and Graphics is a company of Esk Pro Creative Group. That's Simply J Video. And listen, you can go to our YouTube site. Some of the cool, neat videos that are not interviews have been produced by Simply J. So that's just a sample there as far as what you can expect from Simply J. Also, I'd like to welcome you guys to head on over to our YouTube channel and head on over to our Roman 0201 and subscribe to our channel. Right now we have two interviews, one of them with Keen Velasquez and Antonio Bigfoot Silva before their fight this Saturday at UFC 160. So head on over, watch the interviews. And trust me, you'll thank me later. The type of interviews that we do are not what you expect. They're completely different. They are something different. It's not your watered-down interviews. This is a one-on-one. You sit down with a fighter, and you get to know another side of the fighter. Hector Lombard is another past one that we had. It's great. It's phenomenal. And you'll get a lot of information that you probably did not know. So head on over to our YouTube channel, rroman0201, and subscribe to us. Also follow us on Twitter, @TheRomanShow. That's @TheRomanShow. Or follow me, Rodolfo Roman, the host of the show, @RomanDH. Remember that we are giving away two pair of tickets to CFA 11. It takes place this Friday night in the Bank United Center here in Coral Gables, Florida. I'd like to mention to you guys that also the event will be airing live on Axis TV. It's the first time the TFA airs on national television. With that being said, though, let's move forward to World Series of Fighting fighter Dan Lozan, who is a former UFC fighter himself, and now will be debuting for the World Series of Fighting on June 14th. It's the third show. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hey, Dan, how are you, man? Welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks so much for taking some time and speaking to us. Well, let's talk about your upcoming fight, Dan, against John Gunderson at the World Series of Fighting 3. You'll be making your debut out there. First and foremost, how did it feel to debut in this promotion? It's an upcoming promotion on NBC Sports, definitely a big major network.
It feels good. You know, I'm excited about the fight. You know, I hope that World Series of Fighting sticks around. I hope everything works out and they have, you know, a long career and you know, I'm definitely happy to be fighting for them. You know, I'm just hoping to be able to grow with them. You know, I'm really looking forward to the fight. I think Gunnarsson's, you know, he's had a lot of fights. You know, I respect him. He seems like a really, you know, mostly a grappler with all his submission wins he has. But I'm just looking forward to the fight wherever it goes, you know, on the ground, on the feet, wherever. I'll be ready for it.
Yeah, and Dan, this World Series of Fighting, and it's an upstart company doing so well so far. They've got some great talent, you know, just like yourself. John Fitch was also, Berkman is also part of that. What do you think about the talent in this company, and how challenging is it for a fighter like yourself?
You know, I think it's great, all the guys that they're signing. You know, every guy in there, you know, every time I see a card, I see who's fighting. You know, you can go through the card and, you know, every name on there, you say, you know, that's a talent, that's a talent. That guy's great. He's good. Can't wait to see him fight. You know, I have nothing but good things to say about everything that they're doing. And like I said, man, I just look forward to it. You know, a lot of people will, you know, would say, oh, World Series is, you know, a step below the UFC. But, you know, they're signing all, you know, UFC veterans and stuff. And, you know, these guys are pushing it. You know, their last show, how many knockouts were there? You know, guys are bringing it. And guys, you know, guys want to be impressive when they fight. And, you know, it's really working out, I think, for them, you know.
And how did it work about your relationship with the World Series of Fighting now that you do have a 4-win streak going on right now as we speak?
I'm not exactly sure how the whole thing came about. Honestly, my promoter, just contacted me. I was actually at the time when I got the call, about signing with World Series, I was actually in the process of, going through, interviews and stuff for the, upcoming, Bellator show there, at 170 and, you know, just going through the interview process of that, you know, step by step. And I was actually about to fly out the next day for my last interview out in Los Angeles, and I ended up getting a call from my promoter, and he just said, well, you know, World Series of Fighting is looking to sign you, 4 fights, and it just seemed like a much, much better deal for me, for what I was looking for. And like I said, everything I've seen out of World Series of Fighting, I've liked, you know, so it was definitely, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer that, you know, the best route for me right now is to go with World Series of Fighting. And, you know, I couldn't be happier about it, to be honest.
Now, Dan, you have not fought since 2011 when you had your fight against in Premier FC 7. Why that layoff?
I was trying to get fights around here, and everything was just falling through. I had a couple. I had one that was signed, and 5 days before, the entire event was canceled. Other times, you know, it's just behind the stuff bullshit. You know, someone accepts a fight, you know, a week goes by, they get injured, and then they're looking for a replacement, couldn't find a replacement. And I was looking to fight around here, so I was just trying to, you know, keep working on what I'm doing and staying focused, and you know, looking to sign with a bigger company. That's really just the reason for the layoff. It was just real tough getting fights around here. It seemed like everything was just falling through. You know, it's a good MMA scene around here, in Massachusetts and all that, but it just seems like every guy around here thinks that, you know, they're going right to the UFC, and, you know, no one wants to afford a loss, and I'm sure it's like that in a lot of places, but, you know, no one wants to go out there and lose, because then they think, oh, well, there goes the UFC. You know, everyone out here thinks, oh, I'm going to the UFC, so it's getting tougher to get fights.
Yeah, it's great that you bring the attitude, you know, because you're making it seem as, you know, UFC is not the only promotion out there. You can also make your money elsewhere, and you can get your fights elsewhere and make yourself a fighter. So do you think that with time, with other promotions coming up little by little, like a World Series of Fighting, a Bellator, fighters will not only just automatically run to UFC, but they'll give these other Bellators and World Series of Fighting an opportunity and say, hey, you know what, I like the UFC, but heck, if I could do it at Bellator, I'm just as happy.
Yeah, I think you're starting to see that now. I think there's, you know, there's a lot more guys. Like, even look at Bellator. Bellator has a lot of talented guys. You know, I think that whole thing that's going on with Eddie Alvarez, I mean, I don't know all the details on that, but that's just something that, I think that kind of reflects negative on Bellator in a sense, because, you know, now that's going to be kind of a lot of guys that are very talented that, you know, say get released from the UFC or just aren't quite there yet, but, you know, they're of that caliber. You know, they're going to think twice about signing with Bellator, I think, because they're going to be, you know, they're just going to think, well, if I get into Bellator and I'm doing good and, you know, this and that, and I have a good relationship with them, are they really going to ever let me leave so that I can try to make a bigger career for myself in say, the UFC? So, you know, but like I said, I think there's a lot of talented guys, you know, realizing that, you know, the UFC isn't everything. You know, you can make a living fighting in a World Series of Fighting. You know, you can make a living fighting in a Bellator, in other shows. It's just, you know, there's no doubt about it. The UFC is the monopoly. It's, it's the UFC. You know, it's been around forever. It's, you know, it's everything. It's, you know, it's the Super Bowl of mixed martial arts. But, you know, with shows coming up like World Series and stuff like that, I think it's really good because, you know, it kind of brings a different look to things and a different competition. You know, I've always thought it was good, you know, when Strikeforce was around or when Dream was around and all that and Pride, because, it rivaled the UFC and it made the UFC push their fights, push their productions and everything. And, you know, honestly, I think that's why the UFC is doing so well today, because they've always pushed it. They've always taken it up a notch. And so I think it's real good for the UFC to have competition like that. And, you know, all these guys that are coming up, there's so much talent. In MMA now, it's crazy, really. You know, when I first started, it was very small, really, compared to what it is now. So it's good to see a lot of guys out here, you know, making a living fighting in other shows and not just the UFC.
Well, you definitely have a record, Dan, of being the youngest fighter ever to go into the UFC. And now you just turned, what, 26, 25?
Just turned 25 in March.
25 in March. Looking back, man, you've had a lengthy career. At 18 years old, you were in the UFC. That is a big deal. Looking back, would you have done something different at going into that first fight in the UFC, or how would you have reacted looking back a couple of years from now?
No, I really wouldn't have done anything differently. I mean, I wish I won, but just being on that, you know, that stage, that UFC platform at 18 years old, you know, that felt like a win. Winning itself, really. There's not much I really could have done differently. You know, it was a fight that I took on short notice. I had to cut a lot of weight for it, and, you know, everything was stacked up against me. But, you know, I wouldn't change anything about it. You know, it sucks losing, of course. But, you know, I was fucking Spencer Fisher. Like, that was fucking wild to me. You know, I didn't even really think that the fight was going to happen. It didn't hit me until I'm standing in the octagon and, you know, he's across from me, I'm across from him, they announce my name, they announce him, he takes a step forward, does his little Ric Flair woo, and I was like, holy shit, it's about to happen. And, you know, it was just such a surreal moment, it was unbelievable. So, I wouldn't really change anything about it.
Have you ever looked back at that fight and picture yourself back in that day and say, wow, you know, I really did it, and I was just only 18 years old?
I mean, yeah, but a little bit of it, to be honest, when I, you know, I was young then, and, you know, I was immature, and you know, when I fought in the UFC at 18, like, oh my, I was like, oh shit, man, like, I'm fucking youngest fighter in the UFC, like, fucking, this is great, this is awesome, like, I'm a fucking man, and, you know, really, that wasn't what it was at all. It was unbelievable for me, but at the same time, I was just, like I said, I was young and immature, and I thought that it was the coolest fucking thing. I'm like, what other 18-year-old is fucking fighting in the UFC right now? I was just graduated high school like 4 months ago and shit. Like, but, you know, I've kind of tried to chill out a little bit or a lot, really. And just be humble myself and just be happy that, you know, I'm still able to fight. And, you know, I'm happy to be going back to Vegas. You know, it's been 7 years since that fight with Spencer. That was my first fight in Vegas. I fought there three times now, and, you know, three out of my four losses have all come in Vegas. So, you know, this has been 7 years coming, and, you know, I just want to get that win in Vegas.
Let's talk some Gunderson at the World Series of Fighting 3 on June 14th. Gunderson obviously has a little bit more fights than you, but you said he's more like a grappler. But anything in particular that you're working on against this guy come June 14th?
Nothing in particular, to be honest. I mean, I work on everything all the time. I'm always working on wrestling. I'm always working on jiu-jitsu. I'm always working on my stand-up. I don't really game plan too much when I'm fighting somebody. I just focus on what I want to do. I try to train with guys that I think are similar to his style. But, you know, it's just, yeah, I just focus on more what I want to do and where I want to take the fight. I know he's good on the ground. He's got a great Kimura from side. I expect him to take it to the ground. And if he gets it there, you know, I'll be ready. So it'll be a good fight, though, either way.
Now, have you been watching a lot of tape on him, considering that he does have a lot of fights under his belt?
I've watched a couple of his fights. I mean, I haven't seen, I mean, I think he's coming up on, I think this is going to be like his 51st fight, but I've probably seen, probably watched like 4 or 5 of his fights just to kind of get a gist of what he likes to do. But I haven't watched too much. I mean, he's good.
You're not the type of guy that just sits there and takes notes all the time. There's some fighters that do that. They always, look at the fights and they study and they write their notes, but you know, there's some of the guys that says, you know, you can't really depend on the tape because you don't know what type of fighter is going to come out that night.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I watch the fights. I don't study every move, but I just watch it just to see what he likes to do, what his tendencies are, what he likes to go for, and little things like that. But I don't, I don't try to study every move, because like you said, it's anybody can come out on any night, and so it's a fight. One of us is going to win, one of us is going to lose,
Well, Dan, I want to thank you, man, for joining us this evening here. Anything else you'd like to add coming up about your fight in June, June
14th? I hope that everyone, it's a prelim fight. Hopefully it'll be quick and hopefully make the broadcast. But, if anyone can check it out, I appreciate the support, and I hope you guys check it out.
Absolutely, Dan. Well, thanks so very much, dude, and good luck on your fight June 14th, man.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too.
There goes, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Lozan, who will be fighting at the World Series of Fighting June 14th. It's the third show. He will be part of the prelims, but you never know. They might show it in the actual broadcast on NBC Sports, which the show will air there live. The World Series of Fighting 3. And they have a great lineup there with Berkman and Fitch going at it in the main event. So it's going to be a great fight card. You don't want to miss it. That is coming up this month, coming up World Series of Fighting with a great card on June 14th. Make sure you go ahead and watch it on NBC Sports. And later on, guys, we will have more fighters of World Series of Fighting. But make sure that you keep it tuned here to hear from them. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us or send us a tweet on who you'd like to see here in the show. We'd love to go ahead and let the world know that you guys want these fighters or these guests on the show. And that fight card so far has Fitch versus Berkman, Steele versus Carl, Cobb versus Grethel, Huckaba versus Royce Gracie, Joe Murphy versus B.B. Carson, and a whole lot more in Gunderson and Lozen. So it's a great fight card so far. And again, that's going to be live on NBC Sports. Again, guys, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's rroman0201. If you haven't seen the Cain Velasquez and the Antonio Bigfoot Silva interview, go as soon as the show is over with. You will thank us later because you will hear something new from these guys. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back with more information. Again, if you want to win free tickets to CFA 11 this Friday, which will air live on Access TV, call us right now, 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shops.
They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH. Or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out.
All right, guys, we're back here in The Roman Show with more action. Again, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, RRoman0201. Guys, I want to go ahead and let you know that if you're thirsty, you're working out, you're running, whatever it may be, you need some water, subsidize it. Substitute it with Vita Coco. You're going to get great taste and rich in vitamins. That's Vita Coco. You can pick it up at your nearest store. Visit our website, RodolphoRoman.com, for past shows and interviews and articles. Make sure you visit our site for that information. Alright guys, we're going to reach out to Brian Collette, who will be fighting June 22nd in New York at the Glory Championship Series kickboxing event that will be taking place in Hammerstein Ballroom in New York. And last week we actually had one of the fighters here on the program, but now we're reaching out to Brian Collette, who will be on that tournament, talking to us about some of the action that's expected to take place in June. In fact, we're going to reach out to him right now. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more here on the show.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show.
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to The Roman Show, and I know you can dig that, sucker!
All right, guys, we're reaching out now to Brian Collette, who will be in part of the big tournament, kickboxing tournament, of Glory taking place in New York, June 22nd at the Hammerstein Ballroom. You don't want to miss it as the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York, as Brian will be in action in that tournament. You got to check out his highlight reel on YouTube. The guy has some disgusting knockouts. They'll leave you wanting more, to be honest. And you can check out information, folks, on Glory by visiting their website at gloryworldseries.com. That's gloryworldseries.com. You can get more information. That is for the event Glory 9 in New York, an evening of international kickboxing, that Saturday, 22 June. Tyrone Spung will also be a part of that show. So make sure you are there for those folks living in New York, as we're trying to reach out to Brian Collette, who will be part of that tournament. And we have lots to talk about as far as Mixed Martial Arts news coming up a little later. Second hour also, we will welcome XFC fighter who just signed with the company. We'll be making her pro debut, Courtney Casey. We'll be fighting Kelly Warren, the women's flyweight 125-pound category, fighting out of Arizona. Well, reaching out to Brian. Unfortunately, he is not answering. But with that being said, we also have Frank Moore, John, who will speak to us about the upcoming event this Saturday. The UFC 160 will be showcased at the Ground and Pound restaurant. That will be in Boynton Beach. And actually, the Roman Show will be out there, so make sure you look out for us. And at this great restaurant, which is opening its doors for the first time in Boynton Beach, it is the first mixed martial arts themed restaurant. First mixed martial arts themed restaurant. And folks, it looks really neat. It looks really cool. Some of the guys that have been scheduled and already on the list to appear include Frank Mir, UFC former champion. Frank Mir will be at the show. The event starts at 7 p.m. And it's the first time, like I said, the first ever MMA-themed restaurant, Ground and Pound, is opening this Saturday. 50% off entire menu until 10 p.m. And watch UFC 160. You have to reserve a table. So you have to call 561-336-2028. That is the number you need to call in order to reserve for the Ground and Pound restaurant. You can also visit their website, eatgroundandpound.com. It's great stuff. A lot of folks going to be out there looking at some pictures. I believe they have a Facebook invitation page where you can check out the pictures of how it looks. And it literally is, guys. They have a cage inside. They have pictures of past Hall of Famers like Randy Couture and so many more. So make sure you head out there. This coming Saturday, you even have their picture of Brock Lesnar and so forth. So make sure you show up to the event that's this Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. at the Ground and Pound in Boynton Beach. The address is 1701 North Congress Avenue. EatGroundandPound.com is the website. We are back after this quick little break as we bring in on Frank Morja.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks, girl. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. send us an email right now, RomanDH@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com.
This is Bjorn from Bellator Fighting Championships. Keep following Rodolfo Roman.
If every day goes like this, how do we survive? We're working late on the night shift to get peace of mind. If every day
Brian Collette, and unfortunately, well, he's not picking up, so we're going to have to wait perhaps a little later today. We'll have him on the show, but we are waiting on Frank Warajohn, who's going to let us know about the great event happening this Saturday at the Ground and Pound Restaurant up in Boynton Beach. And the Roman Show will be out there. Reserve your table today. You have to call, guys. Make sure you get your table, 561-336-2028. The event starts at 7 p.m. Make sure you are there. A lot of people have already gave their okays, their thumbs up, that they will be there this Saturday. So make sure you're there. All right, guys, let's talk a little bit about the world of mixed martial arts. I want to give a special shout-out there to Abel Trujillo, who could not make it to the show because he's getting ready for his fight this Saturday. But I want to wish him good luck as he will be fighting an undefeated fighter, Russian Khabib Nurmagomedov. So we wish him very good luck. Abel Trujillo looked phenomenal in his debut in the UFC. I'm sure he'll do just fine coming up this Saturday at the UFC 160 at the prelims. All right, let's first talk to CFA 11. We're giving away a pair of tickets if you call us. 714-868-0222. 714-868-0222. Heck, if you happen to are listening to the podcast, no worries, then you can tweet to us at The Roman Show and say, hey, I want those tickets. Just tweet there, I want those tickets, and we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to CFA 11 this Friday night in Coral Gables. Let's take a look at that fight card because it is stacked. You know, you can consider it as a warm-up, the UFC 160. And it's a great thing, man. It's a great thing that you'll be able to watch a little MMA prior to the other MMA show, which is good stuff. So this is the first time that CFA airs nationally on Axis TV, and they are very excited. They are very happy, and they have put together an amazing fight card. They really have, with the main event of Weef versus Mike Kyle. Originally it was supposed to be Valentine Overeem, but an unfortunate injury has caused him to be out of the main event. and they have scheduled this fight, which is good as well. You also have Lana Jones versus Fallon Fox. Of course, this is the most controversial, is what they're calling it, controversial fight. Fallon Fox disclosed that she was a transgender athlete against last time she fought, which was in March. After the fight, she disclosed that she was a transgender athlete and sparked the buzz. CNN picked it up, New York Times, and so much more. But Jones, she is not afraid. In fact, she wanted that fight. Robert Washington and Luis Palomino. Palomino comes back to action after the loss against Luis Buscapé Firmino, and he's looking to get back in the winning column with a win over Washington. Soriano, Sean Soriano, he is going to put up a CFA interim title against Oven Leon Brito. Brito, Puerto Rican, had a great fight against Patrick Sunobo. And both of these guys are undefeated. So really expect an all-out war between these two. And watching closely will be Lazar Sajodinovic, the featherweight champion of CFA, as he is still hurt. But looking at a potential opponent in Soriano or Brito. Sar and Clavos versus Alexis Villa. Alexis Villa also coming back after a loss against Josh Sampo. Sampo won the CFA flyweight title, and he defeated Villa via submission in the fifth round back in CFA 09. But Clavos wants a victory over Villa, because Villa, well, he is a name in the world of mixed martial arts, as he was a Bellator veteran. He is a Bellator veteran and was competing in the tournament for quite some time, but fortunately has been on a losing streak. Anna Baroni versus Ashley Evan Smith. Smith tried out for the Ultimate Fighter, but she is back in the card, and she is now fighting CFA newcomer Anna Baroni, and the winner of this will meet the winner of Fallon Fox and Jones. And the winner of that will then win $20,000 and a 145-pound female title of CFA, the first women's title. Ed Gordon versus Oscar Delgado. Delgado will carry on with his knockout power. And Gordon, another big guy, so expect another great performance from Delgado. Alton Barbosa, known for his groundwork, is facing Frank Carrillo. Carrillo coming back after a win at CFA 09. So he's hoping to get back on the win column. Barbosa has not fought in some time, and he is coming off a two-fight skid. So expect these guys, to both of them, be hungry. Trent McCowan, Yosdeni Sedeno. Personally, I think this is going to be a great fight. Sedeno is known for his really unique style of fighting with the kicks, and McCowan, known for his groundwork, but will also stand and bang with you. So this one could really take the fight of the night, in my opinion. Alik Cieco versus Valdir Araujo. Araujo comes back after getting knocked out by Marcelo Ofaya, who is now the CFA welterweight champ. Welterweight champ. And Araujo did not expect that. Quick knockout. So he definitely needs to get back on the win column, and he will do so by getting a chance at Cieco. Charles Rosa versus Aaron Steadman. Rosa, a newcomer, making himself known here in South Florida and in mixed martial arts. The kid is young. He looks good. His debut fight was great, and his second fight was even better. Jose Caceres, the brother of Bruce Leroy, gets back on CFA. His last fight didn't go his way. He was disqualified, and he meets Marty Usman. And Caceres tries to improve his record of 3-3 to perhaps 3-3. Ivan Agenord versus Gleison De Jesus. I had the opportunity to announce both of these guys when they were in their amateur career, and now I'm watching them in their professional level. So expect these guys to give you a great fight. Rico Farrington, MMA Masters, and Jake Gumbos. These guys will be going at it. Rico making his debut. You know what happens when you make your debut? You are hungry. Expect a great fight card. Again, we're giving away free tickets. Tweet to us at The Roman Show and see if you qualify to win those free pair of tickets to CFA 11. Well, we got lots of stuff going on, and we're going to welcome in right now Frank Moore, John of MMA to the Max. How are you, Frank?
Good, Rodolfo. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. Let's talk about Frank. The big event happening this Saturday, Ground and Pound Restaurant, the first MMA-themed restaurant in South Florida in Boynton Beach. When I saw the news, It was exciting, and what better way to celebrate it, right, than have the UFC 160 being showcased all over the TVs in the restaurant?
Absolutely, man. Couldn't do it any other way, man. UFC 160 is going to be amazing in itself, but being to watch it at a themed MMA restaurant, even better.
And again, guys. Go ahead.
Let me also tell you who's coming if you haven't heard already.
Well, so, we mentioned Frank Mir, right? But you have any other names?
Yeah, Frank Mir. And, of course, our locals. We're going to have, Marcus Brimage, a shout-out to us, and all those guys who are local here in Florida with AETT. But we're excited about Frank Mir because Frank Mir has, history with the UFC, of course, as you guys know, former heavyweight champion. And he's actually going to be here for 3 days, and we'll get an opportunity to train with him a little bit, tell us a few of some skills. And that'll be awesome in itself. But for those who don't know where to go for Saturday, so here's the deal. You got your weekend all planned out. CFA 11, Friday night. Next day, Saturday night, it'll be Ground and Pound off of 1701 North Congress Avenue in Boynton Beach. So if you guys don't know the address, you guys can go to the website, eatgroundandpound.com. If you need more directions or see the menu and all that other good stuff. But I've got my planned week now, planned out for me. So CFA at Friday and Saturday Ground and Pound and Sunday rest with all the excitement, brother.
Yeah, I'm excited for this weekend. And again, the address there is 1701 North Congress Avenue, Boynton Beach, Florida. The reserve is 561-336-2028. And it's 50% off entire menu. That's up to 10 p.m., correct?
Absolutely. Great mention. Yeah, absolutely. 50% off. I know the fighters are coming out to support, and we wanted to show them a little support ourselves. Ground and Pound will also be sponsoring fighters in the future. And if anybody wants to be sponsored, feel free to give me a call and contact me. But Ground and Pound is basically, a restaurant owned by a mixed martial artist himself. And he knows what it takes to dedicate yourself to the art of MMA and all the blood, sweat, and tears and all the dedication. So this restaurant is also a way of giving back to the fighters in itself as well. So he's going to go out there and sponsor some of the fighters. Leeson De Jesus is one of the sponsor fighters for CFA 11. So check out Leeson, his fight. He'll be sponsoring Ground and Pound for the CFA 11 fight as well. And just a lot of great things coming out of the restaurant, man. They're trying to put their mark not only into the restaurant field, but also to the MMA field. He feels like he has to give back to the fighters and to the sport, and this is one way he's doing it.
And it's owned by Bruce Bellacci, a former mixed martial artist who has fought here in Florida as well, no?
Absolutely. Bruce and another partner, they teamed up in the restaurant business, and Bruce with the MMA business and his sense of business as well. They partnered up, and they're looking not only to expand here in Florida, but out of Florida in different states as well. Soon they'll have the West Palm Beach location opened, and then the Jupiter, Florida is opening, and then one in Miami, which is in the works as well. So, it's a pretty big thing, man. They're expanding as much as they can. And, again, focusing solely on the art of MMA, mixed martial arts. So when you get there, you'll have that feeling, you'll have that cage feeling around you, all the pictures and all the photos around the walls are all related to MMA and some, memorabilia at MMA and all that good stuff. So look out for the next locations coming out.
That is cool. You know, looking at the menu, and it's really creative because when you look at it, your main event, which will be your main meal, whether it be your course meal, it's called main event. You get your prelims, which will be your appetizer. You have your post-fight, which will be your dessert. And if you make, you want to make sure that you take care as far as what you eat, they're calling that section making weight. So it's really neat. And some of the names from the foods that you have the Ground and Pound, which is the AKA the Dream. You got the Rear Naked Choke, which is jumbo wings fried. So it's really neat. It's really, really MMA themed. I saw some of the pictures too, Frank. You got a cage in the center of the restaurant with the whole pictures and drawings of past UFC fighters and champions and so forth. So it really feels you are in the mecca of mixed martial arts right here in South Florida.
Absolutely, man. We wanted to give it a great experience to not only to the mixed martial artists, but to those who want to be introduced to the sport as well. So we're not just catering to those who are into the MMA, but you know those who haven't, they want to come check it out. They get to see what MMA is all about, the history of it, and all that good stuff. We wanted to give it an experience to those who are not into MMA as well, so they can understand the sport and, you know, take a look at it and not to be, you know, not to be too judgmental about it if they had any judgments on the sport. But the menu in itself, as you can see, it's creative. There's a lot of choices in the menu. It's a family-orientated, you know, restaurant, and the menu shows that as well. So if nobody's doing anything on Saturday night, come check out UFC 160, Ground and Pound. We'll have Frank Mir, former heavyweight champion of UFC in the house, along with other UFC fighters that will be there as well. And it'll be great. We're going to have a great time. Hopefully you'll be there, Mr. Roman.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll definitely be out there, man, to make sure that, in fact, I was telling the listeners to wear some really nice clothes. We'll be out there taking some pictures and shooting some video for our website, which a lot of people like watching. I'm sure yourself have seen some of our stuff, Frank.
Yes. No, you're doing a great job, man. Absolutely fantastic stuff, and love to have you, man. And you know, it's really well for the community, for the world of MMA, because from what we know, from what we understand, this is the only MMA-themed restaurant in the U.S., so we're looking to expand even more. There are talks, and we do have some things, out of the state of Florida as well. So we're excited about that, and Bruce has definitely dedicated himself, again, not to the restaurant, but to help those fighters, sponsor those fighters, get the name out as well, you know, in the meantime. But this is just his way of giving back, man, and I think it's an excellent idea. I love to eat, as you probably know, so for me it's a dream come true. I get to hang out with MMA stuff and eat at the same time, brother, so it's awesome.
Gotcha. Well, let's take your take here on your point, Frank, because I would have first got to know what's going on with the MMA Awards. Is it going to happen this year? I haven't heard anything yet, Frank, but you are the guy that put this thing together. So what's the latest details on the MMA Awards, the Florida MMA Awards, later this year?
Wow. Breaking news right off the Roman Show. Man, brother, I don't know how you do it, but you have this ability to just take things out of people and put it on your show, man. You are an amazing guy, brother. So I'll tell you what, man, here's the update. FYI, there is going to be a new fight organization coming into the state of Florida, and a brand new organization, a pro show. And not to say too much, but I met with these gentlemen, and we went to a location in Miami. And basically the idea and the concept is to combine the award show with that fight. And according to the people from the venue and the VPs of the company and all that good stuff, we foresee the award show being on a Friday night in Miami, and Saturday night will be the fight. So, late in breaking news, I mean, you know, that's what's going on right now. And we were going to have it at the Miramar Cultural Center where it had it last year, but you know, now we're dealing with after parties and we're dealing with special guests and all this other stuff that they want to celebrate a little bit more after the show. So we decided to, hey, if we're going to invest in the venue and make sure everybody has a centralized location, and that's what's important to me, then I believe that we're going forward with it. And we're looking at November's date to do that. Now, if you've been following us on the Facebooks and on the website and everything else, you will probably see that we've got into more the amateur world of MMA. And just to make sure that the amateur fighter in the world of MMA gets his credit corrected, so to speak, his record and all that good stuff, we've been following these guys. We've been tracking all the fights, tracking all the fighters, so that the night of the awards, we can actually crown who is the top MMA guy for that. So we've been looking at all the amateur shows. They're amateur shows until December. So we may have to cut, you know, off all the stats as early as to get ready for November. So that's where we're at so far. So these two new categories that we're going to have this year, again, breaking news, is going to be best amateur fighter male and best female amateur fighter for MMA. So we're adding those two new categories in, and that's why we're trying to track all these shows down and everything else. And just an FYI, 44 shows so far, 44 shows, and 657 amateur fighters so far in the state of Florida as today.
Yeah, that was
I'm on the phone.
No worries. You know, that's a very interesting point what you had mentioned with the whole statistics and the analytics as far as that there's over 650 fighters amateur. And I think we did the calculations out of those 650. I think only one of them was going to turn pro this year. I think we had spoken to this prior to our interview, Frank. But it's really alarming the number of fighters that exist in Florida, but there isn't enough pro shows. There's an overwhelming number of amateurs, but nothing with pro shows. So what do you think needs to be done here, Frank?
No, you know, it's amazing how this amateur and the pro world has happened. But you're absolutely right. Out of the 650 amateur fighters, there was only a handful that fought more than five times this year. Now there's some that have been four fighters who have four fights, and they're going to be going on five by next year. So there'll be more. But as of today, out of those, there were only two that could have won pro. And out of those two, only really one wants to go pro. So, you know, you compare that to the 100 fighters that are here that have fought already in the state of Florida. We had five shows, pro shows. So within those five shows, we had 100 pro fighters fight. And compare the 100 to the 650. I mean, the market is huge in the amateur world. And that's why we figured, hey, since the amateur world, we've already had 44 fights throughout the whole state of Florida, 600 fighters. You know, over 600 fighters, we definitely have to give them a spot on the award show, and because we realize where the market's at. Before, it used to be, you know, hey, let's get an amateur, let's get them up into the pro world. But now, somewhere along the line, it's changed. So it seems like amateur fighters are just fighting in the amateur world. Now, again, you know, some have that concept of, you know, I want to go pro one day. But it's not common that you don't see, you know, fighters with 16 fights, 20 fights. And then you go to them, well, hey, listen, the state of Florida says all you need is five. You know, why are you still hanging around? You know? So it's because of that. You know, I guess they have more work, more, you know, they keep themselves sharp in the amateur world than waiting around in the pro world. And if you think about it, five pro shows, only 100 fighters. And you mix into the equation that some of those fighters are not even from Florida. When you got CFA, you know, building the card, and they go from out of state. So think about it. You know, 600 fighters in Florida, they want to go pro, they're going to have to stand in line. And we don't have that many pro shows here yet to satisfy all those amateur fighters that do want to go pro.
Yeah, the numbers are very interesting when you say that. So, because I remember it was in 2011, must have been maybe about 10 or over 10 pro shows. Now, last year we were at, what, nine, I think, or less than that last year?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Yeah, you know what's funny is that in 2011, we had 30 shows. We had over 30 shows. Now, that's including Bellator and when the UFC came to town, all those special shows. We combined them both, and there were over 30. I think it was 31 or 32. And then in 2012, it dropped to 13 shows. And with CFA and Fight Time Promotions making up 50% of it, both of them making up a huge amount of these fights. I think Fight Time had, I think they had about seven fights, and CFA had six, and then the rest were up in the North area, RFC. So, you know, we went from 30 to 13, and now we're dropping. I mean, we're at five. We should be at six by this weekend. We have the RFC coming up. We have Fight Time Promotions coming up. So we're calculating about another 13 to 14 shows. And that's if Bellator comes back to Florida and does another show in Orlando or something to that effect. But we're averaging about 13 to 14 shows a year now, you know. And so, you know, it's funny how the numbers are, you know. 13, 14 shows in Florida. You know, some of these organizations look outside of the state to cover their fight card. So where does that really leave the 600 that are waiting to get a job, you know, out there, you know, once they get their five fights? I mean, I think the fighting world is saturated. I think the fighters, there are more fighters than there are shows, you know. And I don't understand, you know. I get part of, you know, being matchmaking and consulting for some of these shows, and it's hard, you know. They'll tell me, hey, Frank, we need 185, but we can't find one. You can't find a 185-er. There's about 600 fighters out there that are waiting to fight, that say, hey. But again, they have to go through, you know, their medicals and make sure that it's all done in order to actually fight, you know, because it's, you know, as you know, in the amateur world, you really don't need a contract. And so sometimes it's iffy. Sometimes they don't show up to fight. Sometimes they don't, you know. So no one wants to really take a chance on an amateur debuter. But for those who are serious and have a true record, I think we should reach out to them first before even going out of state. But again, you know, I think there's just more fighters than there are fights in Florida.
Do you see that Florida MMA is, I'm trying to look at the right term here, but it's slowing down when it comes to professional shows? It's slowing down. And what do you think needs to be to spark up something here to bring more shows as to happen in 2011, or was it just a trend?
Well, you know, I think it's not slowing down. I mean, I think MMA in Florida is more picking up, but I think, you know, it's picking up more in the amateur world than it is in the pro world, and that can be because of many, you know, a lot of stuff. That could be for many reasons. One being that there's so much to do here in Florida. You know, you look at the UFC. UFC came to town, only 6,000 people, you know, 15,000 in the arena. You know, of course, there were some talks. Well, you know, the fight card wasn't good. It wasn't a pay-per-view event. You know, it was free on TV. I watched it at home. But, you know, that questions the support of the fans. I mean, if you had a chance to watch it live and watch it at home and you want to watch it at home, then you're really not supporting or financially supporting the sport of MMA and not doing your part. And that could be one reason. The second reason is that, you know, it costs money to run these pro shows. And probably that's why you have more amateur shows, 44 amateur shows to date, than you have 5 pro shows to date. You know, it's easier to do an amateur show. You don't have to pay the fighters. Sometimes you go to the venue and say, hey, you don't even have to pay the venue. Let's just go 50-50 on the – or sometimes you don't even go 50-50. Hey, I got the door. You got the liquor, you know. So it's easier in the amateur world to build these fights. But as you probably know, the talk now is pro-am shows in Florida, where you have pro fighters and amateur fighters on the same card. And even though commission's for it and they want it and they're going to rule on it, and to them it's just, hey, we just got to figure out the language of it. I don't know how that's going to really affect Florida. I mean, it can't be the pro fights. You know, I've talked to some of the pro promotions, and they're really not interested in doing that. They're fine the way they're at. So I think it's more for the amateur side of the house. So if that and when that bill passes and that law passes and all that good stuff, then what we're going to look at is probably more of a spike in MMA based on these amateur shows who have to go pro. Because a pro fighter can't walk into an amateur event and say, hey, I want to fight. Then that's going backwards. So the amateur companies are going to have to say, listen, if I want a pro-am show, that means I have to become a pro promoter, which now it goes from 5, you know, fights that we had, probably to 6 fights. It'll jump up. And they're going to have to put amateurs on their card, which they're used to, and then and add the professional fights as well. But, you know, the language needs to be done because, you know, they don't want to cheat out the MMA fan. You know, you go to a fight now, a pro-am fight, and all you see is, you know, 10 amateur fights and just one pro fight, you know. So they're trying to figure out the language so they don't cheat out the MMA fan and say, listen, you're spending 50, 60 bucks on a ticket. We want to make sure you get your money's worth. But to answer your question, I think that we'll see more pro shows because we're forcing the amateur organizations to go pro with this pro-am business, and that'll bring it up. But I don't know about the quality of the fights. We may have more shows, but the quality of these fights are now probably going to, you know, be at risk. Because you've got debuters, people off the street who've never had fights before. And so, and that was part of the discussion, you know, as far as there were some pro for it and some were against it. And those who were against it are saying, you know, if I'm going to buy a $45, $50 ticket, I want to see some fights. I don't want to see this kid come off the street and not know what he's doing. I could have done that. You know, they're trying to figure that whole thing out. But, again, I think we'll see a spike in more fights coming up.
Gotcha. Well, Frank, I want to thank you, man, for coming on the show and letting us know that very interesting facts that, you know, other people just don't really take consideration, but how important it is that when you do the analytics as far as how many fighters are in the state and how many pro shows, and when you do the math, it's pretty interesting stuff that in the future could actually have a meaningful purpose to mix martial arts here in the state of Florida and overall in the state, in the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if I could do one last thing, you know, FloridaMMAEvents.com. If you go to FloridaMMAEvents.com, you'll see all the fights because it is the only website that has all the events in the whole entire state of Florida. And it's very challenging in the amateur world. The amateur world, you probably have to go on Facebook and 10 different pages in order to figure out, you know, what shows are happening in the amateur world. In FloridaMMAEvents, with an S, .com, you'll see all the amateur shows that are happening from now to August, no, to December. From now to December, and as there are more shows that pop up, because it's now easier to do these shows than the pro shows, we'll be adding them as soon as they write to us and all that good stuff. Also, so FloridaMMAEvents.com, you go out, check that out. You'll have everything there you need, brother. And I appreciate you having me on board, man. And we'll see you at CFA 11, brother.
Yes, sir. Will do. Thank you so very much. And again, heading out to Ground and Pound in Boynton Beach this Saturday for the UFC 160 pay-per-view, and prior to that, CFA 11. Frank, thanks so much, man. We'll catch up.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Talk to you
then. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, folks, there you have it. Frank Moore, John of MMA to the Max, letting us know about the great event at Ground and Pound coming up this Saturday and CFA 11, as I had mentioned. I'm going to read some quick news before we bring in our next guest, she fights for XFC and will be making her pro debut in June. And we are talking about Courtney Casey. I want to read some quick news as far as it. And by the way, we did speak to Abel Trujillo, who has told us that he had a flight delay, and that's the reason why he couldn't be on, but we'll get him on next week. I want to mention that something unusual happened at the last UFC on FX, as Nick Lentz, who defeated Hacker on Diaz, didn't really end up getting hurt from the fight, but it was a cage side doctor who butchered his thumb, cutting off the hand wrap. So the guy came out clean from the fight, but doctors actually butchered his hand. UFC interim champion Renan Barao is hurt. Therefore, the fight against him and Eddie Wineland will no longer happen. However, Rashad Evans versus Dan Henderson has now been upgraded to the main event of UFC 161. And guys, you can breathe now, because the fight between Junior Dos Santos and Mark Hunt will happen, as Hunt has received his visa. So he will be, in fact, he might be on his way right now to Vegas, as Hunt will be fighting Junior Dos Santos. Matt Riddle, we all remember Matt Riddle. He is a person who advocates marijuana, the fighter, who actually, that was the reason why the UFC let him go. But guess what? Bellator jumped on him. Bellator actually has signed him, and he will be competing in an upcoming tournament. According to Bjorn Remney, the president of Bellator, he says, and I quote him, "Matt's got all the tools to be a force in our welterweight division, and I saw Matt get released from the UFC coming off four straight wins, including his dominant win over Mills in February. We took notice. We both realized that Matt will have a target on his back for his past indiscretions, but having discussed it with him, I'm comfortable that he's in the right place to enter the Bellator cage this fall in what will be the most loaded Bellator welterweight tournament in the promotion's history." And lastly, Nate Diaz, not taking back his comment on Twitter, as he used a gay slur to criticize Brian Caraway. He was fined by the UFC $20,000 and is now suspended for 90 days. But his manager, Mike Kogan, has attempted to defuse the situation by explaining that Diaz was using the term in a different context than the more generally understood offensive way. Diaz is not taking back. He is standing for what he said. All right, guys, now we're going to talk to Courtney Case. In fact, she just finished working out. She was training her jiu-jitsu. We're going to reach out to her right now as we welcome in Courtney Case, who fights June 22nd the XFC event in Tampa, as the XFC returns to Tampa, as they have been away traveling elsewhere, but they return now to Florida, their home base, where the show will be airing live on Access TV. We're reaching out to Courtney right now as we speak. And again, the guys, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, rroman0201. We're reaching out to Courtney Case right now.
Hello?
Hello, Courtney?
Hey.
Hey, Courtney, how are you? Welcome to The Roman Show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Well, thanks so much for taking some time. I understand you are training jiu-jitsu right now.
Correct.
Awesome. There you go. Well, we appreciate the fighters that take some time during their training sessions to speak to us as you're getting ready for your fight against Kelly Warren. You're making your pro debut. Your opponent does have some experience, as she is 3-4. But that, in any way, how are you taking this? And is that in any way impacting your training? The fact that you're fight?
Just more cardio, pushing the pace a little bit more, just because, you know, she's used to those 5-minute rounds, and those are pretty new to me. So it's a little bit different than, you know, getting someone who's making their pro debut as well, who, you know, we're still trying to go through that same, you know, step up in the minutes of rounds. And then also, you know, just dealing with a longer camp. You know, I had 45 days to prepare for this fight, which is a lot longer than I'm used to. So just trying to make sure that I peak at the right time. And, you know, I did bring in a couple more coaches into my camp for this one. So, and it's a lot different than, you know, preparing a guy for a fight, just because how our bodies work a little bit different. So, you know, this is definitely just, you know, new for everyone. So it's going to be good. We're going to be able to, you know, iron out some things for the next time. But definitely think I'm going to be pretty well prepared for the fight.
And now, coming into this fight, it's your pro debut. You did have some success as far as your amateur, winning 2 belts at the 125-pound at Tough Enough. Tough Enough is a very respected amateur and pro company. Tell me some of the experiences and the challenges that you had in that promotion that has prepared you to make your pro debut coming June.
Well, I mean, just the quality of fighters that Tough Enough produces. You know, they definitely bring in a lot of big names, a lot of big camps, and just how the promotions run. It's very professional. So I don't think the promotion side of it or the fan base or anything is going to be, you know, really extreme, because I am used to that, you know, huge fight out of, you know, Vegas with a lot of people showing up, big names and stuff like that. So I think it's good just to get that experience and get those kind of cage jitters out, and same with, you know, the audience jitters. So I think it's going to be good. You know, I know Tampa, Florida is very supportive of MMA, so, you know, they're going to bring a lot of people out there, and, you know, it's going to be good, so I'm excited.
With that said, so this definitely has prepared you for the type of excitement that you're going to be hearing at XFC 24 in Tampa when they return on June 14th. With it's a bigger venue, big place, and all of this. Do you feel any butterflies going into this first fight, or mentally you're already prepared, saying, hey, you know, this is no big deal, it's just another fight?
Yeah, I'm mentally prepared. I mean, I just take one fight at a time. It's nothing new to me, you know. It's still a cage. It's still another person trying to punch you in the face. So, you know, the atmosphere is a little bit different, but, I mean, I'm not really worried about that. It's still, once, you know, the cage closes, it's just me and my opponent. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if we're fighting in a parking lot or if we're fighting in front of, you know, thousands of people. It's going to be the same. So, you know, I don't see that being a problem at all.
Now, with Kelly, you said you were training on your cardio. Now, I mean, that background of being a soccer player, I mean, you guys run back and forth in the field. How have you used some of those skills that you learned from soccer into MMA?
Just incorporating a lot of speed and strength that I did do for soccer, the short, quick bursts. We do a lot of speed and agility, a lot of sprints and stuff like that. You know, get the heart rate up, and then, you know, very, very short rest period, so I have to get, you know, my recovery time down a lot quicker. So, I mean, just taking what I've learned in soccer from my speed and strength coaches at UTEP and through my career as a soccer player, just kind of implementing that a little bit, because I know how my body works. So, and my coaches are very open-minded to that, and they're allowing me to do, you know, a little bit more of a cross-training as far as cardio goes. So, you know, hopefully it pays out for me.
And about your opponent, anything specifically that stands out as far as her ground game or stand-up game?
Nothing really. I just know that she does push the pace a lot. She's very aggressive. She moves very well. So, you know, it's just trying to make sure that know, I implement my game plan a little bit better than she implements hers, and just trying to keep her guessing. You know, like I said, I did bring in a couple more people into my camp, so my game's going to be a little bit different than it has in the past, so hopefully that will throw off for a little bit. So I'm pretty excited.
Absolutely. Now, what got you involved in MMA? What, since you were at one time a soccer player?
I was recovering from a pretty bad injury for soccer, so I was taking some time off, and my fiance, James Cizak, was in one of my college classes, and he just asked me to go to the gym with him and train, and I thought we were going to go and just kind of lift weights, but he took me to a grappling studio where he was teaching, and it just kind of started again. You know, I did karate and taekwondo when I was little, so, you know, being back in that combat sports, you know, kind of got me excited about it, so just kind of started from there doing local grappling tournaments, and then from there it grew into MMA.
And from then on, do you miss soccer at all, or this is it, this is home, MMA?
I miss soccer. I mean, I play as much as I can here and there. You know, I like playing, just do a little kick around with my nephew and some of my friends. I like playing soccer, tennis, you know, it's good cardio, but definitely not at the level where I used to be. You know, and I don't know, I mean, if you know, my career kind of, you know, mellows out, flattens out, plateaus a little bit, you know, I wouldn't mind going back into soccer. I love the sport. I watch it, and I play it as much as I can, but at the same time, I got to be kind of safe with it, just so I don't affect, you know, my MMA career. But, you know, MMA is where it's at right now, so it's where I'm focusing all my energy towards.
Absolutely. Now, XFC, it's an upcoming company that airs on Access TV. Tell me, signing up with them, we understand that the President John Prisco wants to increase the amount of females in their promotion, and that's why the reason they signed you, and they have signed other professional female fighters. Tell me about fighting for XFC and how that deal came upon.
You know, he contacted my manager, Mercedes White, and it was just something that I was ready to make that step up. After defending my belt twice, you know, for Tough Enough, you know, and that being kind of like the top tier of amateur fighting organizations. So, you know, he presented the contract to my manager, and it was good. And, you know, being a part of XFC and a company like that was something that I wanted to do, so I was really excited. And, you know, I appreciate everything that, you know, has been presented to me, and I'm just ready to put on a show and make sure that, you know, XFC knows that, you know, I'm there to fight, and that I'm happy for the opportunity that was given to me. And, you know, I definitely want to take advantage of it come June 14th.
Well, Courtney, we want to thank you so very much for coming on the show and speaking to us this evening here as you get ready for your fight on June 14th. We're going to let you go. I know you got to go back to your training there. Thanks so very much. You got to check out Courtney Casey versus Kelly Warren at XFC 24 in Tampa, Florida on June 14th. Courtney, anything else you'd like to add?
Just want to say thanks to all my sponsors, Kimura Wear, Mentum Eyewear, Fiber and Fury, Training Mask, all my training partners, my gyms, Southwest MMA, Freak Animal Fitness, Sanchez BJJ, and Seton Muay Thai, and definitely my coaches, Eddie Sanchez, James Cizak, and Brendan Tierney. And that's about it, and thank you guys for having me on the show.
Awesome, Courtney. Thank you so much, and good luck to you, all righty?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. All right, folks, well, there you have it. Courtney Casey, who fights Kelly Warren on June 14th at the XFC show coming up in June. Well, that, guys, with that being said, that pretty much wraps up tonight's show. We want to thank you very much for listening to us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, rroman0201. Follow us on Twitter, @TheRomanShow. We've got great guests next week as well. We'll keep you posted on our social media page. Heck, you can see me tomorrow. I'll be out there at the press conference or CFA in downtown Miami. You can get more information by visiting cfafights.com as far as directions, but it's going to be in Miami, Florida, where the American Airlines, there's a restaurant, Bongo's Cuban Cafe. You can head out there and enjoy the fun and meet the fighters and so forth. And I'll be out there at the show come Friday, and I'll also be at the Ground and Pound restaurant on Saturday. So come out, swing by, say hi, and heck, we might just get you in camera. Thanks so very much for joining us again. Really appreciate the love. That being said, have a good night wherever you are, and our prayers go out to all those folks affected by the tornado, the devastating tornado in Oklahoma. May God be with you guys, and I know that you guys will rebuild quickly. Thanks so very much. Have a good night.
What's up? This your boy Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Aroma. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Aroma. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.